Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to rock the cradle, celebrate the birthdays of Charles Cayley and Con Conrad, have some cute songs, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week I played Pal of My Cradle Days by Paul Whiteman. Well, here are some more cradle songs, beginning with Arthur Fields.
In a cradle of roses, then I can sleep through just dreaming of you.
Seems to me I'm on your knee, my my cradle, sweetheart. Mother, I still love you.
Thank you. from drowsy land, sandmen before me. Through leafy trees, breezes are harming, harming Indian cradle song. Moon swings low, night winds blow, to keep your wee cradle a-swinging. And while you sleep, I will be singing, singing Indian cradle song.
Ben Sullivan and his orchestra with the vocal by Lewis James, an Indian cradle song written by Mabel Wayne and Gus Kahn. The Dorsey brothers, Coon Sanders, and Willard Robison all recorded Indian cradle song in 1928, but Sullivan's was the first from February 27, 1928. Louis Armstrong waited until 1930 to record his version. Before Indian cradle song, we heard Benny Kruger, whose birthday was a few days ago on June 17th in 1899, with Paul Small providing the vocal on Sheltered by the Stars, Cradled by the Moon. That Brunswick 78 was made August 4, 1932. Sheltered by the Stars, Cradled by the Moon was written by Fats Waller and Joe Young and was preceded by the Castlewood Marimba Band, a Green Brothers band recording for Brunswick on April 30, 1931. That was My Cradle Sweetheart. Isham Jones wrote the music and Smith Ballou sang the Charles Newman lyrics. We started off that cradle set with Billy James and his orchestra, credited on the label of that banner 78 as the Missouri Jazz Band, and Rock Me in a Cradle of Roses. The vocalist on that September 12, 1927 recording was Arthur Fields. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Here, for no particular reason, are some cute songs, beginning with the Hi-Hatters.
Do. cutest kid in town. The sweetest thing for miles around. Take a look now, ain't that nice? Bet you can't help looking twice. How'd you like to have a slice of her affection? She's got the cutest eyes of brown. Yes, sir, and how she rolls them up and down. Everybody looks her way. Listen and you'll hear them say, oh, there goes the cutest kid in town. Thank you.
She's just a little cuter than the rest.
In the last segment, we heard Billy James and his orchestra, credited as the Missouri Jazz Band, and there he was again, this time as the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, with Jerry White performing the vocal on Just a Little Cuter Than the Rest. That Banner 78 is from December 29, 1928. Before that, from all the way back on April 7, 1917, it was Prince's Band and the Cute Little Wigland Dance, composed by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. The Cute Little Wigland Dance was also recorded in 1917 by the Frisco Jazz Band, spelled J-A-S-S. Charles Prince's band first started recording in 1902, and in 1917 recorded several songs which included the word jazz, spelled J-A-Z-Z. Prince's was one of the most prolific bands of the acoustic era. Before that, it was Merle Johnston and his orchestra, credited on the label of that September 28, 1931 Perfect 78 as the Majestic Dance Orchestra and the Cutest Kid in Town. The vocalist was Chick Bullock, who also started off the set with the Hi-Hatters, the Victor House Band directed by Leonard Joy, and the Cute Little Things You Do from July 29, 1931. The Cute Little Things You Do was written by James F. Hanley. Last week, June 16th, marked the birth in 1902 in Iowa of violinist, vocalist, band leader, and actor Charles Kaley, K-A-L-E-Y. He was vocalist with Joe Kaeser's orchestra, house band at the Crystal Palace Ballroom in Benton Harbor, Michigan, before joining Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra in 1923. Columbia issued 8 sides in 1927 and 28 with Kaley as nominal director of Charles Kaley and his orchestra, with Kaley as vocalist on all 8. In 1930, he also began his film career, with his most notable role being in the MGM hit Lord Byron of Broadway, featuring the song Should I. His other films include Redheads and The Beauties, both from 1930, and 1937's The Singing Buckaroo. Later in life, he sold insurance and died in Santa Clara County, California on September 7, 1965. Here's Charles Cayley.
Thank you.
you have three from the golden-throated Charles Cayley. We started off with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and Let's Talk About My Sweetie, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. The gobbling trombone which started off that February 1, 1926 Brunswick recording made in Los Angeles was courtesy of Orlando Slim Martin. Next, it was Charles Cayley with Martin's Dance Orchestra, a Sam Lannon pseudonym, and My Baby Knows How, from October 28, 1926. My Baby Knows How was written by Benny Davis, Harry Axt, and Harry Richman. We finished up with Charles Cayley nominally directing Charles Cayley and his orchestra, and It's a Million to One You're in Love, from June 18, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, June 18th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Conrad K. Dober. You may know him better as composer Con Conrad. He had his first songs published in the 1910s and had hits in the early 20s, including Singin' the Blues and the novelty song Barney Google, before writing for Broadway, including songs for the productions Moonlight in 1924, Kitty's Kisses in 1926, and 1927's Take the Air. In the late 20s, Conrad moved to Hollywood, where he wrote tunes for Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929, followed by songs for films including Broadway, Happy Days, Gift of Gab, and Here's to Romance. Conrad collaborated with many lyricists during his career, but most often teamed up with Buddy DeSilva, Joe Young, Benny Davis, J. Russell Robinson, Archie Gottler, and Herb Magidson, with whom he co-wrote The Continental from the 1934 film The Gay Divorcee, the first winner of the Oscar for Best Song. Con Conrad died in Van Nuys, California on September 28, 1938. Here are three from the pen of Con Conrad.
Thank you.
The original Indiana Five, recording for Jeanette on August 19, 1925, and Pretty Puppy, written by Con Conrad and Ben Burney. The original Indiana Five was formed by Tommy Morton, drummer and leader of the band. They made their debut in 1919 or 20 at the Harvard Inn on Coney Island, where they spent several years at various venues. Starting in 1925, they were featured for several years at the Rosemont Ballroom in Brooklyn before breaking up in early 1930. Before that, it was novelty pianist and composer Zez Confrey and his orchestra and Morning Will Come, a Con Conrad, Buddy De Silva, Al Jolson collaboration. That's from April 12, 1923. We began our little tribute to Con Conrad with Naylor's Seven Aces and Say Say Sadie. That's one of the very few songs with the word mendacious in the lyrics. The vocalist on that Con Conrad-Sam Coslow collaboration, recorded May 20, 1924, was Jack Kaufman. Well, we haven't done this for a while. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Irwin Abrams and his orchestra.
Dear old Pappy, used to hate this good old cake. but he served it on a greasy plate. Now my father was some waiting fool, and he learned it by the rules. That's all I need, some good old pudding, a nice brown steak, and I'm not kidding. Chop your onions up mighty fine. Let you place them on your plate with your tenderloin. Fry two eggs, if that won't do. Fry some celery and some garlic too. If you leave that, you will run and roll. Supper with the greasy place on, counting you. Supper with the greasy place on.
Thank you.
We started off this edition of This Week in Recording History with DeSilva Brown and Henderson's Magnolia, performed there by Irwin Abrams and his orchestra, augmented by Venuti and Lang. The vocalist on that June 17, 1927 recording on the OK label was Les Reese. Next, it was Robert Red Freeman, better known as Trombone Red and his Blue Six, and fully one half of his entire recorded output, Greasy Plate Stomp, recorded by Columbia on June 18, 1931. Trombone Red sang the vocal, and he wasn't likely to forget the words since he wrote those, as well as the music, himself. The flip side of that disc is B-flat Blues, also his own composition. We finished up with Strange As It Seems, written by Andy Razaf and Fats Waller, performed there by Isham Jones and his orchestra on June 16, 1932. The vocalist was Scrappy Lambert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.